everyone, Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're on What is a Miracle? And we're on lesson 347. I'm going to start us off today. A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception, nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits. Yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening. For fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives.
A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus, it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified.
Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in his sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation, in the light of perfect purity and endless peace.
The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet, faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it, and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw.
Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green. And everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die. For what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 347, and it's a good one. Anger must come from judgment. Judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep the miracle away from me. Father, I want what goes against my will. I do not want what is my will to have. Straighten my mind, my Father, it is sick. But you have offered healing, and I choose to claim your gift today. And so I give all judgment to the one you gave to me to judge for me. He sees what I behold, and yet he knows the truth. He looks on pain, and yet he understands it is not real, and in his understanding it is healed. He gives the miracles my dreams would hide from my awareness. Let him judge today. I do not know my will, but he is sure it is your own, and he will speak for me and call your miracle to come to me.
Listen today, be very still, and hear the gentle voice of God assuring you that he has judged you as the son he loves. Lesson 347, anger must come from judgment. Judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep the miracle away from me.
Do you ever read this and say to yourself, like, why would I ever want to keep the miracle from myself?
Yep. I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because that's what just came up for me like right away. Like, so why do I do this to myself?
Well, as an example, so I know I'm kind of the resident hothead around here.
Resident hothead?
I don't feel like I'm like that much of a hothead, but I'm hotter than you. So as our resident hothead, I had this experience a few weeks ago where I was really mad about something, but it also felt like I could just cry.
Oh.
So like while I was outwardly expressing anger, really inside my heart was broken. And that was like perfect timing kind of in a way, since it came before this lesson, because it that moment really showed me, so the anger must come from judgment. I've heard over and over, oh, anger is just a mask for something else. But like that day I felt it.
You felt the something else?
I saw it. I could feel my eyes welling up. And so while I felt very angry, or what I've described as anger, is really so much more to it than that.
Masking your heartbreak.
Yeah. And if we were allowed ourselves to be honest and authentic, I wonder how many of us would actually feel that same way. Or even if we're really mad, how many of us could just cry underneath it?
Probably most of us, I would think.
I would think so too, because some of the people we've known who have been quite angry, not all of them by any stretch, but some of them, if you like really can have a nice conversation with them, you know, nice empathic conversation, getting more into the root of their anger, they do just cry.
They do, yeah.
Because it's really, they're mad, but they're actually so hurt and sad.
Disappointed. Felt left out.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
And it's coming out as this, from this, as anger. But there's actually so much to it, which I think is more in tune with judgment.
That's why I think not going in, I mean, yes, when you're really hurt, your first reaction can be like, ugh. But then if we can make it a practice not to go into hate, even in the worst times, I think that's helpful, because when you go into hate, I think you miss all the blessing, because then that hate just blinds you. So like if you can feel anger, or you can feel frustration, or you can feel heartbreak, and you feel all that, and then if we make it a practice not to go into hate, then we're open to the healing. I think that's what this lesson is talking about. Father, I want what goes against my will and do not want what is my will to have. So like when I'm angry and I'm in judgment, and I'm just, judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep the miracle away from me. So, you know, if I'm just saying, you know, I'm just going to stay with my anger, I'm going to just stay with my anger. Well, that's not really what, that is not what God has for us, love has for us. But then straighten my mind, it is sick. But you have offered healing, and I choose to claim your gift today. It's hard to choose the gift of love when we're in hate. And even if we feel like we're in hate, if we can just invite the Holy Spirit in, the Holy Spirit will come. Because the Holy Spirit is that voice for God, speaks to us all in the day. It's not some external entity.
Mm-hmm. To go along with that, to me, that's where this be very still and hear the gentle voice of God assuring you that he has judged you as the son he loves.
Mm-hmm.
that being very still, because I know when I'm upset, sometimes it can be where, like when my computer like freezes a little bit, as like sometimes I am so hurt and I'm angry and I don't even know what to say to like whoever upset me. And it's like, I don't even know what to say to them anymore. But then I also have been where I have been pressured to then give a response. Mm. Where it's like, I just need to be still right now. And I don't even know how long that's going to be because there's too much going on and I have no idea what to say.
We need to just honor that and just allow ourselves the time. And also, you know, what that looks like in my life is I've had things where something happened and there's one thing in particular that happened where I was so shocked. Mm-hmm. Like I was so shocked with what that happened that I thought, I really don't know. I don't even know what my own reaction is to this. Like, I just kind of, I didn't know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And especially in these events where it's, we're going back to attack, we're on the receiving end of attack. And it can be those moments where this is something that can't be taken back. Especially those moments when we're on the receiving end of, you can't unhear that. You can't unsee that. You can't unfeel that. Those especially are they tend to come out as anger, but it's like, I don't even know what to do right now.
Well, I think when we don't know what to do, I know what I've started doing in my life, I would say probably the last 10 years, that if I don't know how to respond or what to do, I really do seek out help, you know, whether it is a counselor or a real trusted friend or you, you know, like just people in my life, the resources in my life, and also allowing the Holy Spirit to just speak to me. Seems like when I allow myself that time, there comes a time when I almost like have to respond, and I respond from a place that is so sure because I haven't felt forced. You know, I haven't forced myself, really, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this anger that can come up as like, oh, somebody's fine, then all of a sudden they're just really deep into anger. That always shows me that that person really hasn't dealt with their anger at all. And they're always just kind of sizzling in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like us all to really understand from here is, he sees what I behold, and yet he knows the truth. He looks on pain, and yet he understands it is not real. We're talking about the Holy Spirit here. And in his understanding, it is healed. He gives the miracles my dreams would hide from my awareness. Let him judge today. So let the Holy Spirit come in and judge and guide and teach and also comfort.
And help us to be honest with how we might really be feeling. Because what also is judgment is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're coming from anger because of that, like more of the fear-based thought, doesn't necessarily have to be afraid. Fear is just another word for ego, right? And so, it could be afraid though. And so to have that honesty of, here is what I am really feeling, even if it's, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should work with someone or whatnot, or just give myself some time and space to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
With no hard, and this is what I, especially in our coaching, I tell people all the time, is you don't have to give yourself a date. Like, I have to figure this out in 2 weeks. I have to figure this out in two hours. Mm-hmm. It's you get to figure this out, and it takes as long as it takes.
Yeah.
Take all the pressure off, because Who knows that some of the things that happen in this world, that recovery time might be a while.
Yeah.
And recovery doesn't even mean, oh, we're all back to normal. It's just like allowing even for your muscles to not hold on so tightly.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how long that's going to take? Obviously, we invite love in, but love knows some of these things take time.
They do. So back to what is a miracle?
Okay.
I wanted to just spend a little time with, we only have a few minutes left today, but maybe we could kind of get started here. Well, one thing I wanted to remind us of in paragraph 3, sentence 4, each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love. So this is just something that happens inside of us. The miracle is the expression of love that changes our perception from error to truth, and it happens inside of us. It's not a showy thing, and it's not something that we have to go and tell everybody about. It's just, oh, gosh, I really, you know, just like I shared the other day, is I was kind of on my high horse about something, and then I received this miracle that really made me see myself and someone else in a completely different light, in the light of love, when I was coming from fear. So paragraph 4, though, the miracle is taken first on faith because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. I really, really appreciate that, because I know that I've had times in my life when I was just hanging on to my hurt. And like, I put it this way, and it kind of sounds funny, but in ways that, like, I didn't know anything other than to look at myself as a victim. And also I quite enjoyed the victim role, meaning it was easier for me to blame someone else. It was easier for me to just hurl it all out, that projection. And then I finally got in my life, mid-40s, early 50s, where that victim role became very, very tiring and tiresome. Like, I was done with it.
Constricting.
Yeah, it's just like, I am so tired of, because the victim for me, in my sense, is it's a story I was telling myself.
Well, to clarify,
that doesn't mean bad things didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what.
But because you can be somebody's victim one day, but if you carry that with you for 40 years, then you're victimizing yourself all that time. Doesn't negate what happened.
Right. I wanted us to be clear about that part.
Yeah. So yes, completely. So it's not like people maybe don't victimize you, but then if you carry it with you, then it's you not letting go of it. And I know for me, when I did come to this time when my mind was ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand, that was when I was allowed to let love in, because I was really leaving, like putting a concrete block fence around myself. And I didn't really want to see. If you asked me, of course I would have said yes, but there was something inside of me that I really had to let go of this thing before I was able to let love even start showing up. And that thing for me was to let go of a lot of the resentment and roles that I had put upon myself.
And all that served you until it didn't.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you for that. Yes. It all served, yes.
Because we can have a horrendous experience that just sticks with us. And how we deal with that is like we're doing the best we can to deal with that, to manage it in a sense and to thank that part of us, really, of thanks for being there and doing the best you could to help me. Mm-hmm. And in the best way you knew how. And then we can thank it, have gratitude for it, and set it aside. Because it's funny that we're talking about, even with anger, we're talking about all the same stuff today, it seems, mm-hmm. even if it has maybe a little different, emotion behind it. Because we don't need to shame even how we handled a situation, how we responded to what we felt. It's just,
we weren't ready, and then we were.
And then we were. And that's what I'm talking about when I say the recovery time might be a while. Mm-hmm. It could be decades. It could be however long. And we just honor and have gratitude that we're doing the best we can, because we may not know how to really handle these situations. And we just say, you know what, that was the best I could ever do.
At the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 347. Anger must come from judgment. Judgment is the weapon I would use against myself to keep the miracle away from me. See you tomorrow.
See you then.